Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 106, recorded on November 4th, 2012.
Howdy do, I'm Brent Copeland.
Howdy, howdy ho, I'm Wes Wilson.
And what's crack-a-lackin'? I'm Eric Fullerton.
Yeah, shack-a-lackin', crack-a-lackin', what?
And we got a guest here with us. Not really here. He's way far away. Rendog is on the show.
Greetings, internets. It's Rendog here. What's crackin'?
Excellent.
Yay.
We are very excited to have you with us. You have some excellent energy, and we are happy to have to bring it here with us.
Guys, let me tell you, man, I've been a big fan of the show, and to even have been considered to be on the same platform that the likes of Sly, Yogscast, and Venom, like some of the big, big names out there have been on your show, and to even be considered like worthy of being on the show is seriously, seriously humbling. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys so much, man, for even just like emailing me, man. I got the email from you guys. I immediately phoned my girlfriend. I was like, babe, I'm going to be on the show. She was like, I'm working. Leave me alone. So anyway, hey guys, I'm just so happy to be here, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, wow. It's our pleasure. Because, you know, really, you know, we're on it, so it can't be that good.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think we're worthy to be hanging out with Ant Venom and Cab Sparkles and all the big ones that've been on the show. So,
but you're not lacking in the cracking.
That's right.
So it sounds like it's going to be an awesome show today. Crack a lacking is Eric's thing.
He ain't slacking.
Oh, yeah. And we're just here.
Why
macking?
Are you giving me flacking?
Flacking.
Wesley Whacking.
I don't.
Wilson.
I don't.
It's a new nickname.
I don't.
Yeah. We're gonna get that one started.
There you go.
No?
I don't know.
Wesley Whacking.
So, and if you don't know Rendog, you can go to, of course, his YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel, Rendog?
YouTube.com/Rendog.
And on Twitter, it's Ren the Dog.
That's right, man. And on Facebook, it's Rendog.fans.
And I've also noticed you have a nickname for your listeners and watchers.
That's right, man. We call them the Cyber Dogs.
The Cyber Dogs.
I was gonna call them dogs, but then I realized that was would probably be quite rude. So I just sort of slapped on Cyber before, and I was like, man, that is super hip. I'm down with the kids.
Well, that's okay. We call our listeners the Nuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
We call them Nuts.
Yeah.
I messed it up.
We just call,
See, we
them,
call
that,
them Nuts.
We call them that behind their back, though. It's kind of a little weird.
It's great. The Shaft and the Nuts.
Yeah.
It goes together.
Well. I think my favorite's got to be White Boys Goats. I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. Although, I have to say that, like, you have to be a little bit nuts to listen to this show over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So.
And if I haven't messed up the delivery, it would have worked out that way. Anyway, we are sponsored by some great nuts this week, some individuals and some servers. A couple individuals here. We got Sigeria, who says,
best wishes from Lithuania. Love the show, brothers.
And Master _TF, who says,
I'm looking for luxury noses. Where can I buy Eric's?
You have a luxury nose?
Can we get that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I'll put it on eBay. I'll sign it, too, if you'd like.
And that won't be the Shaft. One out of his nose.
So we also have some great servers that sponsors this week. We have Royster Tekkit server, which is a private server for Royster members.
Oh, cool.
Royster.
And then next we have tbagaming.com. They're also a Tekkit server. Evidently, we're becoming very popular with the Tekkit servers. And their message is, we have an economy, townie, and more. Go to tbagaming.com.
They hear we Tekkit seriously. So you reused it.
Yeah. I like that.
Anyway, we also have Watershed. Once again, these guys have been sponsors for a while now. That's mc-thewatershed.net, a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with YouTube adventures and more.
And lastly, we have our regular contributor, Lord Bones, lordbones.com. They do weekly Minecraft videos, and this week, the much-anticipated Power of Kings, featuring notes from Morgwin LP.
Let's get into this puppy!
Our journeys.
I don't want to be inside a puppy.
We know what you want to be inside of. Yeah. A Tekkit server.
Tekkit.
Right?
Yes.
Because you Tekkit.
FTB.
Yeah, we have some questions. Yeah, let's just start off with that. We're talking about starting a Tekkit server or Tekkit series. Like, everybody wants us to. We want to. Everything's great. But recently people say, no, don't do Tekkit. Do FTB. Which is Feed the Beast, which is also something we don't really know about, but apparently it's a lot of mods and it has something to do with Tekkit, right?
And Minecraft.
And Minecraft. Do you know anything about this, Rendog?
Well, someone told me about Feed the Beast, but I have to say that it sounded pretty dirty to me, so I kind of stayed away from it. I'm not feeding no beast on my channel, thanks.
I feel you.
So we will look into this and figure it out.
I sometimes feel like we might be behind the curve a little bit on Tekkit. Maybe
a little?
Yeah. it's been out for a while. If FTB is some new thing, or it might be an old thing. I really don't know. But wouldn't it be cool to have Tekkit and FTB on the same server? Is that crazy?
I think it would blow
paradox
up.
Paradox or something?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I think we would blow up. Our computers would blow up.
So you've been doing a Tekkit series, right, Rendong?
That's right, man. I've been playing Tekkit with my brother from the same freaking mama, the real Gox. And I have to say, my brother's an engineer, right? So he's like a super smart guy. Like at university, I did humanities subjects, man. I did philosophy. I did whatever I could do to just pass as easy as possible. My brother decided to become an engineer, and we were playing when I first started this channel about a year and a half ago. We were playing Terraria at the time. Mm-hmm. And my brother got quite bored quite quickly because it just wasn't, it wasn't technical enough for him. And as soon as Tekkit came around, I suddenly thought, man, my brother is going to love Tekkit so much. And I got him hooked. And man, he is like, he has Tekkit dreams. He told me that he has got this idea of creating a reactor that he's actually made in real life in Tekkit. And I'm like, dude, you're making me look stupid because you're too smart for this. But we've been playing Tekkit now we're on episode 15 or so now. And we managed to make a quarry, but we melted it. So we kind of noobed out. And kind of embarrassed, actually, about it. But we got a lot to learn in Tekkit.
Wow.
That sounds kind of awesome.
So this from the chat room, Pompuli.
Pompuli.
He's a regular. He says Tekkit and FTB have mostly the same mods, so having them both doesn't make too much sense.
Okay.
Ooh. So it is a Bad similar enough. Thing. Okay. So we got to choose one or the other. Okay.
So I say we do FTB. It's what the listeners want. That's what we do, right? We're here for them.
Because we didn't listen to any of them when they asked for Tekkit.
Well, it's been server issues, right? Server issues after server issues. So most of y'all know that we've been with Lethal Drive over the past year. They sent us to Minecon. So why not, right?
Yeah.
Send us to Minecon. We'll promote your servers. Well, apparently we didn't promote them well enough or something. They went under and Xenon server. Took over Zenon. They're fabulous brothers from a different planet. Zenon.
Planet Z.
Anyway, we've been dealing with them trying to get all our maps moved because we've got to move all our Lethal Drive maps over to the other ones. And apparently, I think they deleted the At Brent Copeland server.
Oh.
So it's kind of humorous because he's asked me when to move the shaft lands. I'm like, well, I just need enough time to let people know. So. Let me know what's good with you, but something probably in the morning, right? But I have another map I need off a different server. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, we already moved that one over. And I was like, no, that's my son's server. the one I paid for my son. And he's, oh, no, we combined those. And I'm like, no, you didn't. I'm looking at the file structure, and we had hundreds of maps in this thing. But I needed just one. Just one that has my name on it. Just the one that says Brent Copeland. And he's like, oh, well, let me go see what happened. I'll get right back to you. That was last Monday, and I haven't heard a word. Oh. So I'm pretty sure he's like, oh, crap. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, have to tell the guy we deleted his world.
Yeah.
So three seasons.
That's not going
to
go down well.
Yeah. So we may have to make a new island or something and restart.
We need a terrain generator from the latest release anyway.
Yeah. Just FTB it, right? Maybe we'll just do that instead.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feed the Brent Copeland. Follow me on Twitter.
There you go.
Feed the birds. Wasn't that a Mary Poppins song? Feed
the birds. Yeah, sure it was.
FTB. Huh? No?
Mary
Poppins didn't sing it? Oh.
So me and Eric played a little bit this week.
Yes.
We played some Mind Z with Eep.
Yeah.
And we got to listen to her scream and giggle.
Yeah. There's some Halloween stuff going on. Although I don't think I filmed any. No, I didn't really spend. At the very end of the session, we got to, was it Romero?
Yes.
That has a cool sky, and it had a pumpkins, and it had, like, nether everywhere, as if it was, like, bursting through the city. It looked cool.
Yeah.
But I guess that's probably over now, since it's a Halloween thing.
But, yeah, Romero was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I only got killed there twice.
Yeah.
Something like that. You've been doing Mind Z also, haven't you, Ren?
Yeah, man. I'm playing on a private European server, and man, that it's so hard. It is so freaking hard to not die, man. and you know, when you're making a series, and you know that death is imminent, right? So you're like, how long can I actually play before I die?
Yeah.
And you know, and it's just you know you're gonna die, right? It's inevitable that you're gonna die, but. At the moment, man, I'm pretty pimped out. I've got like chainmail armor. I've got like quite a hardcore sword. I've got an enchanted bow. I'm kicking ass. But
see,
I know,
like,
that I'm going to die.
I don't ever find any of that stuff. Every time I play Mind Z, I run around looking for my friends and food. And sometimes I will find some food. Sometimes I will find my friends. And I am always able to find people willing to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no shortage of people like just wanting to hack you up.
Yeah. And we were walking around with Eep, and she has a lot of stream regulars who are like Two-Face. Like, sometimes they help her, and then sometimes they kill her.
Nice crew.
Yeah. So like, she'd be like, hey, you know, be cool.
Yeah.
Man, aren't humans awesome?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to help each other. We just want to kill each other, take each other's apples.
Well, that's just it. And sometimes I wonder about Mind Z, like, if there's enough... if there's enough motivation to do anything good in that game, because there doesn't really seem to be much motivation to help other people.
Right.
Because if you do form a crew and are running around killing, like, really all it takes is like one person going rogue and all of a sudden your whole group is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do y'all watch Walking Dead?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to give anything away, but in the last one, there was a scene, just one scene where I go, oh, yeah, he plays Mind Z. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, that's kind of cool, a little throwback there.
No, I mean, there's no actual throwback, just what he does in the scene. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
That's how it would play out.
So, but we did have fun, and you've edited some of that together, and it's been going out on the YouTube channel.
Yep. Yeah, I got a Mind Z number 4 out right now. 5 is coming up this week, and then... I got a server this week, just for something to play with and just to get some experience, I guess. But I got a MC Pro hosting server for myself.
How was your experience getting that?
It was actually pretty seamless. I signed up and instantly I was issued an IP address and I logged right in and it was up and ready to go. I applied for a subdomain and then they had that up real quick, like bam. So. Now I got a server, but now knowing that we have a lot of other servers, I think I might end up canceling this one and using the ones that were given to us. And anyway, so our server situation is a little weird, but I wanted to make sure that during the day, me and Wes and any like day crowd can actually play and we can just do something. I don't know, like a whatever. I don't know, adventure map or just, I don't know, some maybe. Yeah. The Minotaur thing, you know, that Blame the Controller did. I still haven't played yet.
We still haven't done Turtle Chase either.
Oh, Deep Space Turtle Chase. Yeah.
And, or the Rebel Base.
Yes. The Rebels. We're so Paradise behind. Decay. Anyway, so yeah, so I messed around with that. And then also we have, I don't know, is this still a secret? We still have a series that is about to be edited.
We talked about it last week, didn't we? When Brent wasn't here, we talked a little bit about it.
I said it was going to be time travel, but we did one before the time travel one, so still That's wait fitting. Out for that one. Yeah. Is this one?
We did something before the time travel. That's always fitting.
Yes.
Anyway.
We went back in time and did this one first. So, yeah, anyway. So, expect a new adventure this week.
Adventure!
Yeah, and we need to get My Madness out there pretty quick. Now, we screwed up on one thing. We didn't have command block running on the server. So, there's a few things. Like, there's a switch you hit in the basement that didn't activate. It should have.
Yeah.
So, we'll turn that back on before we play the next time and finish it up with the command blocks on. They said that's fine. But they have basically made this an exclusive for us, so we need to like be kind to them and go ahead and get the recording out so they can start releasing it to other people.
Oh yeah, okay. So it's kind of on hold, right? Okay, yeah. Exclusive. So. And also the time travel map. I won't even tell you what it is because it's a fun surprise. But it's not Chrono Tide. A lot of people seem to think it is, and I didn't know Chrono Tide. I didn't know that had time travel in it, and I'm a little more excited about that now. Spoiled.
Everything was spoiled. Yeah. So is that everything? Is that last week?
I think it is. What did you do this week?
Rendog.
Man, this week has been intense. Let me tell you guys. Because I mean, 1.4 came out, what, like a week ago? Mm-hmm. And I've been waiting for 1.4 to start my new season. Mm-hmm. So I run Minecraft seasons of 100 videos a season.
Oh my God.
And we just finished season one, and you know, I've been waiting now for the whole of October to start season two, and I got the recording done this week, and you know, it went into post production. This season, I wanted to do like some cool stuff. Actually, in the video that you can see on the screen, there's like basically stuff from the season, so like you know, cool post editing stuff with text and stuff like that. But it's just meant that the actual production time is quadzillion. And instead of taking like an hour to edit a video, it's taken like five. And so I'm now onto my fifth render of the first episode of season one. And man, it is busting my butt, basically.
Crazy.
But it's been a good week. I'm really excited to get started. Like, hopefully we're going to get season one or episode one up tonight. And then we're back to daily videos this week. So.
Cool.
That's what's been going on.
Very cool. So that'll be up by the time this episode airs. So YouTube.com/Rendog it up. Yep.
Hells yeah.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Brent's back, so we're making boop boop sounds.
I was going to do it last week.
No, I managed to do a lot of like things without him doing his normal things.
Oh, because
he was, it was very meta last week. Yeah. It was cool.
There was a lot of meta going on.
It was metas.
Meta.
So we have a 1.4.3 pre fixes and more fixes. So there's another update of Minecraft on the way. There is a pre-release version of 1.4.3 that has been put out, and it fixes over 100 bugs.
Yeah, that's probably with the new bug tracker helping them out, fixing all that.
Whoa, I've got a question. Why release a patch with 100 bugs in it?
That's a very good question.
Maybe it was a lucky number, 100 or something.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, that they didn't know they were there. And then probably Seth Bling made a video of 100 bugs in 1.4.3. So anyway, so basically item duplication, skeletons firing too fast, and a lot of cosmetic issues have been fixed. And if you want to see the full list, you can head over to the Mojira page. It's scheduled for release next Wednesday.
Sweet.
This Wednesday, I guess.
This Wednesday.
Yep.
This Wednesday.
So we also had a new item in the Jinx store. Steve with armor, Steve without armor, Steve, get your Steve at Jinx. They're like $30 a pop, and they'll be shipping out November 20th. So
yeah, they look kind of cool. They're very stylized,
kind of like the creeper.
Yeah, yeah.
That they do.
Yeah, but you know they've got tiny waists, you know, and big hands, big heads and stuff.
Oh.
And so you know, I really think this is bringing about negative body issues for Minecrafters. But
oh yeah,
that's just me. So, okay, evidently now Minecraft can help you get college credits.
Yeah, it can.
Bowling Green State University in Ohio has been using Second Life to do this, to teach virtual art classes, and now they're branching out into using Minecraft. Students use both Minecraft and Second Life to create their own digital art and receive college credit for their work.
Wow.
How cool is that?
It's very
cool.
That
is freaking sweet, man.
Wow.
So of course, using Minecraft to create art is nothing new, but the university classes will help add to the number of academic institutions that are using games for educational usage, and that pleases me greatly, and I'm sure it pleases Joel greatly as well.
Yeah. Wow. So,
I, too, am pleased.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We also had the Minecraft community shows. That's awesomeness again. A few days ago, avid Minecrafter Tinfoil Chef reluctantly put out a call for help with donating towards his winter heating costs, which he estimated at $1,000. The reason he did so was because in 2011, his health ended up suffering significantly because he wasn't able to heat his home properly. Well, thanks to a video rallying his own Minecraft viewers, TFC hit nearly double that amount, finishing at $1,830. A huge thank you to all those who donated. And that's one of the things that the Minecraft community has not been in short supply of, and that's donating and helping out everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
Something else we should be seeing very soon is the documentary. It should be out this month.
Oh, yeah. We get an early screening.
I've been seeing some things about them trying to render stuff out and stuff and it blowing up because, like, credits being way too long and some funny stuff. Because, like, they had, you know, like 3,000 credits because of all the people that,
you know,
did the Kickstarter. And, like, how... Like, they've got to find some new way of getting all those credits on the screen.
Word cloud.
Because if they just do 3,000 names scrolling up, I mean, it's like double the video length.
Yeah, you could do that. You remember, who was it? One of Kevin Smith's movies, he had thousands. It was like 16 rows and, you know, however many columns. It was just like, or no, columns, right? It was just... microscopic. I mean, you can't see it without a Blu-ray, right? If you're watching a DVD, good luck. It's just some blurry.
And I think they have to do that. I mean, what else are they going to do? But do you think that diminishes the...
Yes.
You think it diminishes from...
I don't know any way that you can... I mean, really, the best way to handle it would be to do like one of those... You know how they take the pictures and make them of other pictures? You know?
They should
make a graphic of, you know, something and have everybody's name in the graphic, like part of it, you know? that would be the easiest way to do it. But at the same time, if I had donated and I wanted to see my name in the credits, I'd be like, dadgummit, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, and
I mean, Tarantino does it pretty good, right? Like, he makes the credits... He tries to make it cool, you know, like he'll slap on some like cowboy music in the background, have some gunfire going off and then the credits rolling and you're like, damn, I'm watching the credits, but this is sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe that'll be what it boils down to. They just need to take it and like action it up.
Yeah. You know? Action it up.
Yeah. Maybe hire Pixar to do a little video on the side while all the people's names are scrolling by.
Nice.
Yeah, it should just be explosions, man. Like every name should just explode.
I would watch the credits
from start to end if that happened.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. So, do we want to go into this next thing?
The next thing.
We've got our sponsor.
Yes, we do.
You should go and sign up for an Audible trial, 30-day free Audible trial. You get a free audiobook from Audible if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and sign up. That and then they have like over 100,000 things to read on there, sort of read, listen to, and you can get a free book if you sign up, and you'll help the show.
That is true.
So I am a member. Like I recommended, John Dies at the End. Do you remember me recommending that a long time ago? It was the book I was reading.
Oh, okay.
And they're making a movie out of it.
Oh,
and I saw a preview for it for the first time. It's by a Cracked writer named David Wong. And
Cracked
magazine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so they do have the audiobook on there, and but the movie's coming out soon, and I every time I lay down to read at night, I get about two pages and then I pass out. And so I'm just now about to finish the book.
Oh.
So there you have it.
I have to say, guys, I'm actually a big fan of Audible, man. I use Audible to get all my Ricky Gervais content. Love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
He makes me lol big time.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, that's cool.
I loved him because I remember when the British office was the only office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so dry and so brutal.
Yeah. Sad. Like my favorite scene from The Office, the British version, is when the camera just zooms in on the printer. And I'm like, that is comedy, man. Because the amount of hours I've spent standing next to a freaking printer wanting to smash the freaking daylights out of it, man. Seriously.
But Ricky Gervais was so awesome in that. And like, I don't like that you actually like the main characters in the American version, because you like them all for the most part.
Yeah.
Even the reprehensible ones you still like.
Right.
But nobody really likes the Ricky Gervais character in The Office. Mm-hmm. He's a total tool and a douchebag, and no one likes him.
And he has the best dance in the world.
Yes.
When he does those arm helicopter things, that is comedy gold, man. I mean, like, a lot of the cyberdogs are quite young, so maybe some of them haven't seen that stuff. But, man, you guys got to watch The Office, the UK version. It's amazing.
Yeah. Is it on Netflix?
It is on Netflix, yep. The UK and the US.
Yep.
Netflix streaming. Well, we'll talk about that a little later.
Well, before we get into that, you know what it's time for?
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Lovely.
I think the egg was on key that time.
It was a little bit.
It was on key. And you know what? Eric Minor Elf thinks you're cool.
No. Yep. In all caps, I'll point out.
I think Eric is cool.
Or that may be Mine Ralph. I'm not sure.
Mine Ralph.
Minor Elf.
Cool.
Mine Ralph.
Minor Elf.
Oh, Minor Elf.
Might be Mine Ralph.
Yes.
Well, I think Minor Elf is cool.
Yep. And this next one is from I less than 3 Wes.
Hey.
So guess what? I think that means that he loves me. I was just wondering, when is the best time to submit an excavation station or other contribution? Because if I submit it early in the week, I was just wondering if it would be seen.
We should have had Astra call in and answer this.
I know. We should get some audio of Astra on here.
So, but Astra.
I haven't heard his voice in forever. I miss it.
Yeah.
But Astra says, if you're sending in a contribution via the submission form, it will always be seen, so long as you put it in the correct category.
But you have to finish it with an English accent.
Like mates.
The show notes are usually compiled on either Saturday evening or Sunday morning UK time. So as long as you submit it in 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it'll be looked at for the next day's show. Otherwise, it goes over the following week.
I don't know.
That's more New England.
Like
that was like New York gangster, man.
I know.
That was sort of like scary.
JFK meets...
I have no clue.
Yeah, something weird.
And then add a pip-pip cheerio at the end there.
Hello, governor!
And Astra just typed in the notes, I'm cringing right now.
Hey, he does a... Astra Gali does a great American accent.
I've heard it. It actually is good.
Really good, actually.
So, yeah. So, it always gets there. So, our last one is kind of strange. This is from Scorpio. And he says, I was recently banned from a Minecraft server for saying I was an atheist. The server wasn't religiously sectioned at all, and the server owner said it was fine, but as soon as he logged off, a Christian admin started spewing profanity at him and banned him. I have no way of contacting the server owner, and I decided to write to the show in case about this case of a faith-induced admin abuse. So, I have lots of atheist friends, and I usually don't, there's no judgment there, but I have noticed that, like, when you get on, like, big MMOs and stuff, like, some of the really verbal atheists can be, like, real jerks.
Yeah.
And so I gotta say, like, at the same time, like, this admin sounds like a bad person. He probably might have been provoked by a bunch of atheists before you, and so there might be some mitigating circumstances here.
And I'll just go back to the, you know, good thing you found out now before you built a bunch of stuff.
Like, yeah.
Why be on the server if people don't, if this guy doesn't want you there? I mean, it's, they're private servers for the most part. You know, they may be called public because they open them up to the public or whatever. Yeah. But in the end, they're actually private servers, and whoever owns it or runs it, it's their rules and whatever. And, you know, not defending them for doing that or whatever, I think it's stupid. But there's stupid people in this world, no matter what they're stupid for. So just
count your blessings.
Play with stupid people.
Yeah, count your blessings.
On top of all of that, it is the internets, man. this is what I believe. I keep your beliefs off the interbubs, and everything will be cool. Believe whatever you want. Just don't put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it
and your life will be easy.
Yeah, it could have been a fight about, like, politics, too. Yeah. You know, it could have been really anything. Oh,
and really, you're never going to change anyone's opinion about anything in Minecraft chat. I think I'm pretty safe in saying that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sitting there in that little text box in the bottom left, there is not one single person in the whole wide world whose mind you're going to change.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And these are one of these things we, like you kind of said, we don't know what was said. Like, what was the conversation that brought up the fact that you thought it was prevalent for you to say, hey, I'm an atheist?
Yeah.
It's not, hey, we're going to build this obsidian tower. I'm an atheist. And then I doubt he got mad at you for, you know, So,
yeah.
You know.
So you need to, I guess. What? Just no.
So
get religion in you, boy.
So Wait. we both sympathize and don't sympathize with you, because we're happy that you're off of the server with the stupid admin and that you're going to be building elsewhere with better people.
Yeah, come to the Shaftlands.
Yeah, come to the Shaftlands.
No, well, no, the Shaftlands is the one that got he banned. He got banned from Shaftlands.
No,
right?
No, it has nothing to do with the Shaftlands.
Oh, I thought that was our server.
No.
Oh yeah, well, come to ours. We got the server with less fervor. Does that work? Does that make sense? What does that mean?
Give me some nuts.
Yeah, all right.
No, that makes
sense. I felt like it needed some rhyme or something.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
it makes no sense with the chain of events.
Hey!
I missed the button.
Excavation Station.
All right, people.
The Excavation Station, where we come up with your Minecraft revelations.
And then one day this stuff 1. Might be put into 3. The game. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Or it might not.
Yeah.
Because of your shame.
And we do have Notch under the table, so you will be hearing some comments from him about
your
awesome
ideas.
You
didn't rhyme it. What's up with that? We got Notch under the table. He'll comment if he's able.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ho.
That's good.
Let's
I like
go.
That one.
So our first one, to get on to actual stuff, was submitted by Dr. Fruit Salad. That's a great name. he wants enchantment books. You could find books in dungeons with certain enchantments on them, knockback, sharpness 2, etc. And if you use that book while crafting a bookshelf and place that bookshelf on your enchanting room, the effect will always be available to choose for 30 XP levels. It means it isn't always random, but you need to do the exploring and find the effects that you want. And also, it would limit the number of choices, so there's like a hindrance to it. So let's say I get sharpness 2, mm-hmm. and I put it in my little bookshelf thing, right? Mm-hmm. That means every time I go to enchant something, it will be one of the enchantments that comes up, which means the other two might be random, but I only get 2, right? So, I don't know. I like it.
I like parts of this idea. And maybe not the whole thing. Like, I like the idea of, hey, let's find something in a dungeon that tells us how to do this enchant, and now I can do this enchant. Mm-hmm. And maybe I need something as a material component of that, and I put that into the enchantment table and get my enchantment. Instead of this whole random, you just put your thing in and it gives you a couple random enchants.
Yeah.
Like, I almost just throw that out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it. I like the idea of finding a reason to go looking for a dungeon.
Yeah.
Now, that would have to say, I think maybe it might need to be easier to find dungeons or haunted towers or a whole bunch of different options into where you can find these things. Because right now, I mean, it just doesn't seem that prevalent of, you know, places.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I mean, wouldn't it be sweet, right, if you could enchant a book with an enchantment? So say you had like a sword that was enchanted and you put it into the anvil, for example, and you stuck a book in that bad boy and you anviled it.
Yeah.
Take then that.
That book would create the enchanted book, right? So that you could build like a library of the sweetest enchantments that you like. I actually really like this idea. I just think that that, you know, how you would actually do it is probably much more complicated than we think. But I actually think it's a sweet idea because it promotes like exploring, right? It promotes you like getting up, like off your ass, rendering some new chunks, finding some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just like sitting around your cobblestone castle that you made.
Yep. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know who else is all for it?
Hmm.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Hey.
Hey, Notch likes it.
He does.
That's awesome. Okay. Wouldn't it be great if he was still working on this game?
Yeah.
So we also have here one from Lunsfordium who wants lightning rods. And they go on to say you should be able to craft a lightning rod which attracts lightning during storms and channels the energy into released experience points. Experience raining down. What?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
What?
So you have a lightning rod. It gets struck.
And it rains experience down from it.
And then it.
And so you dance around and catch the experience? Yeah. That's the stupidest thing I've ever
it's
heard.
It's alive! Come on, that would be really
it's like a rain dance. And you got the stick. Like,
you should be dead if are standing next to a lightning rod.
See, I would think you would put it on your house. Like, you put it on your house and stand in the house.
Why are you getting experience?
Because
get it for making the stupid lightning rod, not for dancing under.
Hey, you get experience for all kinds of stupid stuff. Dancing under lightning is no less stupid than.
Well, a lightning bolt is enough to generate 1.21 gigawatts.
That's true.
So you could power a flux capacitor if you had enough plutonium.
And where we're going, we don't need experience.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely not. Right?
Well, what was that, Rentog?
Sorry. Notch was talking over you.
That jerk.
Freaking Notch, shut up, man. Saws Notch, just kidding. I was saying that lightning rods would be good in Tekken.
Yeah.
See, now we're talking, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. Lightning into XP. I mean, look, Minecraft is, you know, there's loads of physics fails in Minecraft and floating trees.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But, you know, lightning into XP. I mean, seriously.
What's next? Like, hey, when I sleep in a bed, I should get XP.
Maybe.
Why?
Yeah. Maybe.
Give me a reason.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. What's the reason behind the lightning rod XP transference?
I don't know.
Just because.
Just because it's cool.
Just because.
Sure.
I like lightning rods. I think I'll go with lightning rods.
I think lightning rods would help Rendog melt far more quarries in Tekkit.
I'm all for lightning rods. Just not the experience raining down.
Okay. Yeah. I'll buy it. We like lightning rods. Another idea for what they do.
Yes.
Send it in.
For time travel.
And Astra says lots of people get experience from being in bed. I'm not. I think this is a new part of the game. I'm not sure what he's referencing.
Yeah.
But. Well, yeah.
Anyway, you got this next one?
Sure. So the next one is from Pink Water Buffalo, and he wants reanimating animals. You should be able to craft the.
Nice.
You should be able to craft. Where's your. We need witches now.
There we go.
So you should be able to craft the corpses of animals from bones and their respective dropped items, and be able to enchant the corpses to turn into spawn eggs.
Yeah.
Can we put that on our roof and have it rain experience?
Sure. This would let you easily move animals across long distances without having to lure them slowly with wheat. So you dismember the animal and put it back together so that you can raise it in your pen.
Wow. Zombie farm. It's a zombie farm.
That's
you killed
creepy.
All the animals. Now they're back to luck, kinda.
And the Crystal Crow threw in here that maybe we use Lunsfordium's lightning rods to reanimate them.
Uh-huh.
I like it. See, I like the second part of that, being able to move animals long distances. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Cutting animals up and then putting them back together again. I don't know, man. It's a bit creepy.
Yeah. It is. It seems like maybe a Halloween event or something that might have occurred, but I don't know. Altogether, it kind of really does add kind of a some horror into the game. Yeah, or you can something, have, you know.
Wait, hang on. So you want me to turn my cows into delicious steaks, and then instead of eating the steaks, I gotta use the lightning rod to make them into cows again.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I think this just brings up a definite need for some sort of transportation.
Yeah.
Like cow trucks or something. Yeah. Or a wagon that you put wheat and fill it up with wheat and a bunch of animals will follow. But just something that I can move around faster than running or walking.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'd like to be able to move NPC guys around like that too.
Like maybe,
'cause it's freaking hard to get those dudes to come to you know your cobblestone castle that you've made.
Yeah. And buying them dinner and drinks just doesn't work.
They're anymore. Not into that, man.
It used to work.
/ TP.
We need maybe like a 16-wheeler big rig truck added in the game, so we just load it up with chickens and cows and people. Just drive it across country.
Are these dead people?
It doesn't matter. We can reanimate them if they're
dead. We've got the lightning rod on the bus.
Yeah, there you go.
We're dangerously close to some weird stuff here.
Cool. We can spray paint it like hippies.
So you want to do this last one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Notch. Why don't you read this last one?
This is Notch. And you're...
And I would like to see chickens picking crops in the garden if not fenced. This way you would have to put more effort into growing your veggies because I feel it has gone too simple since you can't destroy crops when walking on them.
What is that?
What is this?
That was a horrible Notch.
Yeah, that is a really terrible Notch accent.
Meow. Chickens eating crops is what this is. Submitted by Sigeria.
So basically, crops are too safe. I really have not pondered the safety of crops being an issue in the game.
So chickens picking crops?
Yeah. So basically, random chickens walking around will eat your food.
Oh, like we want that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, why would we want that?
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought you meant that was happening right now. We need to prevent it.
No, it used to be that if a mob got into your garden and it walked on it, it would kill the crops.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And, I mean, I understand a little bit of it, but there's a reason they took that out. It was annoying.
Yeah. It was. It's easy to grief yourself by accident and others. But yeah.
That's the thing, man. That's the thing about Minecraft, right? There's, like, such a fine between annoying and like awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's such a difficult game to balance because you want to make it challenging, but you also don't want to make it so that, you know, like imagine you go on a huge adventure, you eat all your freaking bread, you come back to your castle and a chicken has destroyed all your wheat. And you're like, dude, you know, you're going to instantly turn him into a tasty roast chicken.
Yeah.
Like without even thinking.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he's chicken, getting mute. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bread.
Or you might reanimate him so he can run over your friend's crops.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or no?
No.
Not.
No. That gives a big eh. Can you do that for me? Yeah. That's so.
So bring it. Yeah. Bring us something good.
I've got an idea to throw at you, man. I want to throw an idea into the pot here.
Okay.
Awesome.
What about a grappling hook?
We have never talked about those, ever.
I'm talking about like Terraria-style grappling hooks, man, where you can spelunker your ass around giant ravines.
Oh, like Spider-Man? Like hitting it and swinging from it?
Like Bionic Commando / Spider-Man type stuff?
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know the ins and outs of this, right? But I'm thinking pointing my grappling hook, it's going to shoot like 20 blocks. It's going to grip into whatever block it smashes into and drag you to that block. And then that's it, man. That's how it works. That's the mechanic.
So I remember, people in the chat room saying grappling hook in Ghostcraft. I'm not familiar with that. I know that there was a grappling hook in Yogbox.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, but you couldn't swing from it. It wasn't like, or maybe it was just a rope. Basically, you attach it to something above you and you climb up and down. So it wasn't real exciting.
I would stipulate that you would definitely have to swing.
Yeah.
You'd have to be able to swing. Definitely.
Like Bionic Commando.
Yeah. So you could do like sweet ass swings over giant molten pits of lava.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
And just be really sweet.
Now,
What if we mix that idea with adding a new weapon type and we go all Indiana Jones on this and get a whip in there that you can use to swing from?
You can whip cows, and dead swing body from parts. Them.
Man, I'm loving the sound of that whip.
Yeah. But, you know, like, if you're swinging around real fast, you know, like Spider-Man swinging and stuff like that, is that too much for the current Minecraft engine? Is that why we don't have flying mounts and stuff like that?
No.
Well, because I think, like you said, this is a short thing. It's 20 bucks, 10 bucks, 20.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not two chunks.
Right.
My theory about this is, right, is that Terraria was kind of like copied Minecraft, right, in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think they're kind of like brothers that had a fallout, you know? And it's like, Minecraft had some really sweet ideas. Terraria had some really sweet ideas, but they're kind of ignoring each other. They don't want to like steal from each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's kind of like awkward territory.
It's kind of like the Twix factories.
Exactly Twix? Like the Twix factories.
Yes.
What did they do that's weird?
The Twix brothers.
Twix brothers?
Yeah, they got upset, so they made their factories on different sides of the rivers. And on one side, they made smooth, creamy, flowing caramel and chocolate Twix. And on the other side, they made some other kind of caramelly chocolate Twix.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why there's always two Twix bars in a package?
That's why. One from each
exactly.
of them.
That's weird.
They're almost exactly the same, but not quite.
Yeah.
Twix lore.
One of them has been licked. Pre-packaged. You can guess which one, and but one, if you guess one, wrong, you got licked.
And one has been reanimated.
I'm really confused where we're going with
Someone
this.
Got XP.
Can we talk about something else?
I don't know. Any other ideas? It sounded
thing I want to see in Minecraft personally is like better trains.
Yes.
You know, I want to be able to make like a train that doesn't move at the speed of sleep, for one.
Yeah.
You know, like a train that can go uphill and stuff like that. And I don't know, man. I just think they really need to work on the train stuff.
Like
this is my dream, right? I want to make a train that has a chest. Okay, I can do that now. But it doesn't care about hills and stuff like that, and I can make cabins and I can stick NPCs in them. That is all I want, man.
You know,
is that
Jeb,
too much to ask?
Jeb did invent automatic tracks.
Yeah. I mean, the auto tracks are sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a step forward.
But, like, what I'm working on in my Minecraft world is a railway line that just traverses like 20 chunks, right? It just goes. And I mean, you know how much gold you need to automate that, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
gross. Ridiculous. Like, why can't I make a sweet-ass speed train?
Yeah.
True.
The only really big train lines I've made, I did with op powers. You know? I summoned the track.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what it would take to make significant track mining up in a regular Minecraft world.
No, but it's not as bad as like you would think, because you don't have to have a powered rail. It's like one every 8 or 9 blocks, so it's not as bad as people think. Because in one of my first maps, I like got lost and made a fort for the night out on like way away from my main town, and finally found my main town, but I liked my little fort, so I made like track all the way from one to the other.
Yeah.
And it didn't take me as long as I was scared it would, like, because iron is fairly plentiful and gives you lots of track, so it's not horribly bad.
But like making a massive railway network is such a rewarding thing in Minecraft. It's like one of my favorite things that I've done in my series. Like, it's so rewarding to put together a whole bunch of stations that are linked up to each other and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's such a great mechanic of Minecraft. It's one of the best things that they added to the game, and it almost feels to me like They've thought, okay, now it's done. There's auto rails. There's a really bad furnace train that moves so slowly. It's unbelievable.
Does that actually?
And that's it. We're done with the rails.
Do people make that thing?
Well, it doesn't. I don't think it can go up hills. I think it can only go on flat surfaces. Really? I don't think it can actually go like up.
So I've never I think we got burned on our very first server where at the time, if you made those, you could like drop the server. Y'all remember that when you made the powered carts and the chest carts? Like, and maybe it was the chest carts, but like it was taboo to make any other carts besides the regular mine carts. And I don't think I ever got past that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't make the ones that you can hold crap in, and I don't make the powered ones because I don't get the point of them, I guess.
I mean, you can move your chest, you know. I mean, it is slow, yeah. The only time we've ever really used one or ridden on one was, I think, the end of Gloria 2.
Well, every once in a while, they'll be like, put all your stuff in this track and then push it, and then you go all the stuff that where you die, and then you finally live and get to the end. And
yeah. So in that instance, it doesn't matter like how fast it travels.
So maybe they fixed it.
Yeah.
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 But I don't know. I don't know if you guys play EVE Online, which is like a. It's basically like Excel in space, is the way that I would describe it. But the same thing happens on EVE Online, where they do like they have these amazing ideas, right? And then they implement them, and then they don't do it properly, and it doesn't really work. And then they just move on, and they never fix it, they never sort it out. And I just hope that like doesn't happen to Minecraft, you know, like all these sweet ass things that they slowly introduce over time, and they don't just forget about them.
I have argued for good trains and good mass transportation for a long time. So I give it a ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Sweet.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Not just multiplying.
That's all for you, Wes.
Thanks.
You know what else is for you?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Brent
just
is nonplussed.
A double rainbow. So we've got a Minecraft video. Go figure.
Hey.
Sorry, it just cracks me up that sighting says just Minecraft. Anyway, that talented Hodgejosh MC has put together this parody of Ray-Bans by B.O.B., and it's pretty darn good, and the lyrics are better than the original.
Yeah.
So it's called cool. Minecraft.
Yep, it's called cool. Minecraft. Hot Josh and the Hurls. And I love B.O.B. You guys listen to B.O.B., Atlanta rapper?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, well. He's good, man. His lyrics are sick.
Yeah, he's cool. He's kind of a happy rapper. Like, he raps with a smile on his face.
I like that.
Does
like,
he whistle?
Like Will Smith.
I like rappers who whistle.
There's a lot of happy rappers anyway.
Man, I think if you told B.O.B. that he was like Will Smith, he'd probably jump into a river.
Well, he doesn't have like use dirty language or anything really, right? He's pretty goody two shoes.
Yeah, he's pretty clean.
Yeah,
he did a song with Taylor Swift, I would hope. So the next one is a mod. This is the prehistoric mod, and it requires Minecraft Forge. And it says, and even though I feel like I've said this exact line before. Do you know what Minecraft is missing? Freaking dinosaurs.
Laser.
Yeah.
Haven't we had another line just like that one in our show notes before?
Oh.
I think we had another dinosaur mod. So anyway, this is a Pro Percival Labs mod, and it provides 13 different dinosaurs together with 9 new biomes and a time machine that helps you reach the prehistoric dimension.
You just sold it to Eric.
Bam.
We'll be doing a series on prehistoric mod for the next 2 years. Thanks.
Yeah, that gets some cowbell.
And I like Astra, time machine.
Yes.
Working.
Astra, email me before you ever put anything about time travel in this doc.
We just Thank need you. A little plutonium. So the last one was a Jurassic mod or something. Remember that one? Yeah. And that was a whole different realm you go through. And this one, I'm not sure how this works, but if this is new and it supports 1.43 right now, so or 1.42. What are we on? 1.42. Anyway, pretty cool. Dinosaurs.
With frickin' laser beams.
Yeah.
I approve of that mod, man. That sounds freaking sweet.
And we got one here from Callie Alec. It's the Radar Bro. And it's going to get you a radar display onto your screen. So try it out. We'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah, it looks good.
It'll tell you if the people you see are bros or foes.
Yes, exactly. And the next is, it's another mod called the Twilight Forest. If dinosaurs aren't really your speed, then Benematic's Twilight Forest mod might be for you.
Is this werewolves and vampires? Werewolves and vampires.
Sort of, kind of. It adds another dimension to Minecraft again, and this one is a densely forested world with gigantic trees, glaciers, and vicious monsters such as the Lich and the Naga.
See, I'm going to say misnamed this one.
Yeah?
Twilight Forest.
Yeah, I think if you're going to call it something Twilight, you're going to have to throw vampires and werewolves in it and then call it a day.
No, we need to
angsty teen lovers. No,
we need that word is a great word. We need to pull it away from the horrible people that have usurped
your great word is screwed for life. Sorry.
They took the word and messed it all up.
That's like if the 50 Shades of Grey mod had dinosaurs in it. They missed the boat. Unless they had like dinosaurs with ball gags.
Which is also a cool mod.
I'm sad.
That's the Twilight Shades of Grey Dinosaurs mod.
Yeah.
And is Twilight on Netflix?
Yes.
I'm sure you've watched it many times.
I've actually never seen it.
Really?
Really.
I watched the first one.
Not that you're ready to admit.
We weren't that disturbed by it, but the second one, my wife and I watched, and we couldn't stop laughing at it.
It wasn't super scary?
No. We just kept...
I mean, none of them are really scary.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of Netflix, you can get a free Netflix trial.
You can. And you can watch The Office, the UK version or the US version, streaming.
Yep.
And it's totally cool. Let's see here. I'm on the site right now. And let's see. What did I watch last? I watched Beyond the Time Barrier. This is a 1960s sci-fi flick about... this pilot that flies, and suddenly he goes through time somehow, and he finds himself in the year 2025, where everything's made out of white cardboard, and everything's all angly and weird, and people don't say much, and it's very weird and freaky, but check that out.
I've been watching two things. I've been watching Alphas. I finished the first season of Alphas.
Alphas is awesome. Yeah.
And that was excellent. I definitely recommend it. It's like Heroes, but they did it right.
Yes.
And then I've also been watching some anime. I saw a version of the song This Is Halloween by, who's the guy? Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody did an anime video of it using video from an anime called Soul Eater. And it's a very stylized anime, and they're still doing a lot of hopping around and making funny faces, but on the whole I'm enjoying it so far. So I've been watching Soul Eater.
And if you would like to take the word Twilight back, just like Wes Wilson, you can go to Netflix right now and watch two things: The Twilight Zone, the original series. They've got all four seasons,
more oldies,
great
for
stuff
you.
Or My Little Pony Friendship is Magic with Twilight Sparkle,
of course. Great.
And there's two seasons of that to watch.
I'm
instantly
signing up for that right now.
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. You will get free stuff and support the show.
Awesome. Well, that was it for the show.
Yeah.
I
think we're done.
How do we... I don't have a knocking sound on
here.
Don't
you have the background music that you can put down?
I do, but don't we do knocking first?
No. Do we have
this
any
is
housekeeping?
And you're listening to The Shaft.
Do we have any housekeeping today?
I don't think so.
Do we?
You talked a little bit about the server issues, but other than that,
it's the days. Maid has a day off, I think.
Yeah.
It's Boxing Day, isn't that? The maids get the day off on Boxing Day.
She is a world champion.
So you know, if you want to come play some games with us, you know we're always open to it. Play some Guild Wars with Wesley. What server are you on? People that?
We're on Tarnished Coast. Spencer and Akond and Boomrocker and Clyde. There's five of us.
Eric and I are still playing some WoW on Dawnbringer. Come look us up.
We're Horde.
We'll go kill some Alliance with you. We're also doing some League of Legends. We'll put in the show notes the link. It's a free game. You can sign up and give me free points. I'm about the only one playing it, I think, anymore.
So are you playing any other games other than Minecraft?
Rennie?
Mr. Rendog? Do we lose
you? I'm totally just on my... Actually, I'm playing XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Oh, I want to play that so bad.
Man, the game is so sweet, dude. Seriously. I don't know. Like, are you guys old XCOM fans? Terror from the Deep days? Man.
No, I never really played the old ones.
It's really good. I really recommend checking it out. It's really well done. The graphics are great. Like the acting is great. The casting is really good. It's a really great game, man. The setting is amazing. And you get to snipe aliens in the face with giant laser beam sniper rifles.
Sweet.
That is supreme. I'll vouch for that.
I like that. So I'm playing some War Z. Hop in there and play that with us.
Yeah, I want to be doing some more of that.
Yeah. I guess I need to get that game.
Yeah.
You should.
The new Need for Speed Most Wanted came out.
Oh, really? Yeah. I hear they're making a Wizardry online.
Wizardry. Oh, wow. That's an oldie.
Sony's doing it.
Oh, well. So, where can we find you? Rendog, tell everybody.
YouTube.com/Rendog. And that's my where my primary videos get uploaded. Facebook.com/Rendog.fans. And on Twitter, Ren the Dog.
The dog. And a big thank you for all the dogs coming in listening to us live.
Yes.
The cyber dogs. Thanks for picking up this episode.
Thanks to all the cyber nuts, man.
Yeah, that's the crossover, right? with Ren Dog and the Shaft.
You know when you fuse like a peach tree and an apple tree, man? That is just what happened with us, dude.
That's right.
We like shared genetic material.
You're like a server from a... with another fervor. What, with more fervor than ever before. Lots of fervor.
Oh, this all goes downhill so fast.
Well, that's it for episode 106. 107 coming at you next week.
With Good.
And then what's after that?
With Good.
Yep, it'll be a good show.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that eats like a meal.